Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website ontheedgesofchange.com. Hello there, and welcome to the podcast for the week of April 24th. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. So a phrase from this week's poem: close to my heart, and I say holy. The main cycle happening this week is Thursday, April 27th. Mars squares Chiron at 17 degrees of Cancer Aries. Mars is that action-taking, young, go-for-it part of yourself. It has everything to do with your sense of agency, capacity to go forward. It also has to do with where we get angry or irritated. Now, Mars just recently went into Cancer after a long time in Gemini, and Cancer is a very tender, emotionally sensitive water sign. So when Mars is in Cancer, we can wear our heart on our sleeves, and we can feel really vulnerable if we perceive emotionally that we're being attacked or we're being harmed. Remember that Cancer, the crab, one of its ways of taking care of itself is going into its shell. And that's a beautiful thing. With Mars in Cancer, it means you're being invited to have some courage with your emotional vulnerability. And if that is something is coming up where you want to withdraw or push away or fight, if you can pause and take care of yourself, it might give you the opportunity for some very deep healing work. And this is because of Mars squaring Chiron. So Chiron, remember, is that amazing character in the solar system. Astronomers actually call Chiron and bodies like it the centaurs. It's really called the centaurs. They're a unique body of... they're bodies that come from the edge of our solar system and have been pulled into our solar system. And they represent deep catalyzing opportunities. Now, Chiron is named after the wounded healer in mythology and has everything to do with leaning in and transmuting the pain of personal wounds and ancestral wounds so that your deeper healing gifts can emerge. Chiron is in Aries. It has been for a while, and it really brings you that challenge to say, where's the ouchies around, I don't feel like I can be myself, I can't be true to myself, you know? And that comes from many places. I mean, the enculturation and the painful experiences many feel in our dominator culture. It also has to do with a link with the ancestors and unfinished, unmetabolized wounds from the ancestors. So in this Mars square Chiron, you might become aware sensitively with love and compassion of a lineage where perhaps your ancestors had a pattern of poking out when they felt emotionally threatened because they couldn't be themselves. And so there's kind of a resentment or a passive aggressive energy. That's a classic survival strategy when Mars is in Cancer, is I really want to get angry and push you, but I really feel sensitive and I don't want to hurt your feelings, so I'll do a passive aggressive move. And so all of this, Mars square Chiron, gives this opportunity to have the courage to lean into what's hurting with compassion and tenderness, and to take care of yourself, to not push yourself forward in a way where you're too vulnerable, but also don't just go escape into your crap shell and hope it'll go away. There is a tremendous healing journey this week to say, you know, I advocate for my own sensitivity, my vulnerability, my hurt feelings. I also advocate for the strength of who I am. And I want to emotionally take care of myself, and I want to be true to who I am. So those are some of the things that are available this week with Mars square Chiron. And be with that. A key process with this is to not negate your feelings, and especially your wounded feelings, to grow into your capacity of wholeness, to bring those painful parts of yourself, bring those wounded inner figures to your heart and love them. And the key is that they don't get the keys to the car. You know, who is guiding you in your life? Is it your generative adult? Is it your compassionate, strong, resilient one? Is it your wounded child who's really upset and is firing off? That's a really important way to hold the energy this week, with deep compassion for yourself and everyone else who is suffering now with so much change and so much challenge and so much emotional material stirred up. Being compassionate to self and to other. So here is this week's podcast poem. It's one I've given to you several times before. It's really a perfect poem for this week. It's called The Healing Time by Persia Gertler. Finally, on my way to yes, I bump into all the places where I said no to my life. All the untended wounds, the red and purple scars, those hieroglyphs of pain carved into my skin and bones. Those coded messages that send me down the wrong street again and again. Where I find them, the old wounds, the old misdirections, and I lift them one by one close to my heart, and I say, holy, holy. Dear ones, have the courage this week to embrace all the parts of yourself and hold them to your heart and recognize their holiness. Journey well this week, and thanks for your ongoing support of this podcast. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are on theedgesofchange.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.